I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And joining us this afternoon, Paul Fanfara. He is a guy from the Minneapolis band Painted Saints and kind of a multi-instrumentalist, at least a two-instrumentalist today anyway. Welcome, Paul.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
And you came up from the Twin Cities today, where you've been based for quite some time. You were originally from Colorado, is that right?
From Denver.
Denver. Yeah. How long have you been in the Twin Cities?
About 5 years or so. 5, 6 years. I should probably look that up. I don't know.
Okay. But it's been a while.
It's been a while anyway.
Yeah. And back in Colorado, you were in bands like you were in Dvotchka originally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, played clarinet and cello with Dvotchka and guitar too, now that I think about it.
Okay. And now here in... And you've also played with Jim White, although I don't think he's from back in Colorado, is he?
No, he's from Florida.
Okay,
Florida,
I know he's a Southern guy, I know.
Yeah, yeah, he was in Pensacola, Florida. He lives in Athens now.
Okay. So, so you've played with some other people, and then you moved to the Twin Cities. What brought you there?
Long story. I was actually, I had just finished up a tour with this other band called Woven Hand from Denver, and I kind of ended up just moving to Spain on a whim because it was cheap. And so I met my wife over there in Spain. So I ended up coming back here to be with her, and she was living in Eau Claire.
Okay.
So we were in Eau Claire for maybe 7 or 8 months, and then moved into Minneapolis.
Okay. So. And you got involved in the music scene, and you've been in a band called Painted Saints for a while, among other projects.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I also play with a band called the Brass Messengers, which is a 10-piece Romanian-based kind of brass band. I have a jazz trio called Book House, which is all based off of Twin Peaks. So we do, I've got a record coming out, and then was with the Spaghetti Western String Company for a long time. So
busy guy, in other words.
Yes, yes, yeah. And always running late between all those things.
Well, we're glad you were able to make it, though. And the show you're doing tonight is just you, but it looks like you've got a lot of stuff to kind of fill out the sound. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But what do you want to get started with here?
I'm going to do a song which is a semi-autobiographical song called The Fat Kid Rides His Bike in the Snow. And it's takes place in Fort Collins, Colorado, along Horsetooth Reservoir, which is this reservoir with rock formations they called Horsetooth. So it's kind of about that. Okay. Snow where
lost a bit all to the buildings and inches tall. The sleet stings into my eyes. The wheels turn, skulls, folks in the cold air whines. We all know, we all should know. The starter climbs another rung. Blanketed velveteen, my gears and chains machines wait for better days. I look over my shoulder at horse to smiling back and remember to
Paul Fanfara live from Studio A. What was the name of that one again?
It's called The Fat Kid Rides His Bike in the Snow.
Oh yeah. I knew it was a very evocative.
Wordy and
a very evocative though.
Thanks.
It kind of it inspires imagery, as do the lyrics of that particular song. Now you're doing looping, which people can't see what you're doing. It's kind of fun to watch somebody perform this way because you're like rushing around and you're grabbing this instrument and you're playing into the microphone and recording a little snippet, and then you grab something else and you record another little snippet, and then you do the whistling, and then you're using pedals to kind of trigger that, so you're having something going on in the background while then you're playing something else. So did you start doing that as a solo artist, or was that to add a little bit more to a
something.
Solo performance?
Yeah.
Or were you doing that before in a band too?
Well, when I was in Denver, I had a 7-piece band, and so when I came out here, I didn't have a band for a while, and so I started doing that to kind of fill out what was going on in the records, because usually we have a full string section and like saw and drums and the works. So I used to do a whole solo looping set. I haven't done it in a long time, actually, because I have a really great band in Minneapolis. So it's just every once in a while I kind of dust off the looper and see if I can remember how to make it work.
But it always looks kind of fun because, you know, there's so much going on, you know, when somebody's using one of those.
There's kind of an art as far as knowing how to not overdo it and of course, not to screw it up. You know, you see a lot of people use them these days. Most people don't do it that well. They'll just kind of like, you know, set a chord progression and just kind of solo over a really simple chord progression. But I started doing it, and then I saw Andrew Bird solo, and he was doing sort of the same thing, only better. But he's pretty great at it because he kind of pops melodies in and out, so it actually adds to the song.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And do you play much solo down in the Twin Cities, or is it just
Not really,
when you have to travel just for...
Yeah, just when I'm traveling, it's every now and again. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Usually you have the full band.
Okay.
So.
Well, what's been up with the band? Like, you, Painted Saints put out an album last year, is that right?
It was a few years ago.
We've got two out.
We've got a new one that's coming out in November.
Okay.
So our CD release is at the Cedar in November, so...
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't been playing too much. We've been kind of working on that and... Mm-hmm. Making babies, that sort of thing. So
That's what happens when you've been in the biz for a while.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You kind of mature and things happen in your life.
I'm fighting it. I'm trying not to mature, but.
Now you play clarinet. Was that your first instrument?
It was. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm assuming you started in kind of the classical vein, like
mm-hmm.
people do, and then
yep.
and then how did you find your way? Because you kind of put some Middle Eastern or not Middle Eastern, Middle European.
Yeah.
Eastern European. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
touches into some of the music that you do. How did you arrive, you know, at that from where you started?
I don't know. I started playing this band called Dvachka way back in the day, and, mm-hmm. and we were sort of doing that. And then over time, I kind of, you know, listened. I got into Tom Waits from that. And then later on, kind of went to the real stuff that those guys are sort of basing it off of and got into the Balkan stuff. So in my the Brass Messengers in Minneapolis, we do a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some traditional, a lot of it's original, but definitely that kind of sound.
Mm-hmm. How do you describe what you do with Painted Saints?
You know, I don't really play much clarinet Painted Saints, so I don't get to do much of that, but kind of more into actually kind of spaghetti Western, you know, the old Morricone scores is how it started off. And then, I don't know, it's gotten more kind of folky over time, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. And more about the words, I think, than a lot of the music with this band. There's other bands, it's much more
mm-hmm.
music-based.
Okay.
So
you have a lot of different outlets for what you do.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we only have time for one more song.
No!
Sorry, I was hoping we could fit in three.
Okay.
What do you want to finish up with?
I'm
going to
do a song called Giant. And I grew up in a little farm town. And so it was right on the border of Colorado and Wyoming, so there aren't very many trees. And in town, there was one giant pine tree, and it was like the tallest tree in town. And I used to climb it when I was a little kid, so this is about... That tree. So, yeah, a song called Giants.
Pine sap stains your fingers as you climb ever higher above the shingles. stains on scrape knees. Plan your route of ascension through the narrow branches above us. Line up your
is Paul Fanfara live from Studio A, and you play many other instruments too, don't you? Kind of whatever you feel like, it almost seems like.
Yeah, I actually teach saxophone mostly for a job, so I do that, and then I used to play a little accordion, and I haven't done that much recently. And I used to play the cello, but only so much time in the day, so mm-hmm. That one's kind of fallen by the wayside.
Okay, so are you kind of focusing on the guitar right now?
Sort of, just for songwriting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to write songs.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me in. Thanks.
Today's program was produced by me, Christine Dean, Shauna Sumi, and Sarah Koshin, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.